hard question for Mr. Wayne Barnett, WAYNEBARNETT. Wayne Barnett, date of birth is 10/24/1970, of 9/8/2021, and date of service is 12/20/2022. Sorry, it is 12/21. And the patient is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports that he is suffering from pain, usually in the area of neck and the lower back, to the tune of 6. And he suffers from head, which are around 5. He also suffers from pain in the left shoulder, which is around 5. He can lift up to 150 degrees of abduction at this time without pain. Some pain is reported in the left hand, and it is also 5. He is being seen to an orthopedic surgeon for his knees at Beaumont Hospital. Although he never reported to us that he has issues in the knee. He reports he is unable to work. He is a painter. And he can barely walk half a block. He can sit and stand for 2 hours. He does have a shaking hand. He is very nervous. And he is not satisfied with his physical therapy level 1. He wants to change the therapy. His PCP is Dr. Williamson. He has suffered from high blood pressure, for which he is referred back him again. Pain level is around 5 or 6, focusing on the neck, lower back, and also to the left shoulder. As we know, he was injured in 9/8/2021, and his ADLs are not affected more than 5. He is able to continue his work with the help of his subordinates and fellow workers. He is just a supervisor. 20 to 30% improvement in the pain is reported, and ADLs are not significantly affected at this time. In the system review, patient report that he is improving, and his dizziness, vertigo, are improved, but they're worse only driving. And he has difficulty sleeping and poor work performance and panic. The symptoms of TBI are not described by the patient. No history of any severe vertigo, vision disturbance, seizures, blackout, or confusion, disorientation are reported. No loss of equilibrium, loss of memory are reported. He's able to focus and he has a full concentration. Is able to carry out his life. No anxiety, depression, PTSD are reported, although he has slight panic when he drives. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, and he has no other issues. He can walk very well. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chesting, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that he is improving with the medications and physical therapy, almost 50%, and he denies any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Advil and Tylenol. Codeine, substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance with this patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 209/113, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit, 10/25/2022, dictation number 1026-024. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue to see the primary care physician for blood pressure management and other health issues. He is an obese guy and he need to lose his weight aggressively. And blood pressure was 209 over 113. He wants to see Beaumont Hospital orthopedic surgeon for knee issues which are not related to the car accident. Physical therapy can continue 3 times per week. I've been informed that he never had a physical therapy until he visited here on 8-17-2022. That is when his first episode of physical therapy began. He's advised to have a traction massage, aquatherapy. Home therapy has been advised to him how to do the neck traction. He's put back on a light duty 8 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds lifting limit, no other disabilities. Patient does not have a major symptom of TBI. He doesn't require any further treatment for TBI. Off his own, he can see a psychiatrist, but he's already back to work and we do not believe there is much going on with the auto-related issues. Regarding his MRI, they have found positive in the area of C3-4, C6-7, as well as L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, for which patient has been advised to have an injection of the lumbar and cervical epidurals. And on his next visit, these will be discussed with him. At this time, patient wants to do some physical therapy to see if they'll help him. His options of injection treatment as well as surgical options have been discussed with him. The gentleman is a 53-year-old obese man who is doing reasonably okay as far as the symptoms are concerned. Or ADLs are concerned. Thank you.